Evil twins, split personalities, soap operas have created all sorts of tricks to keep viewers hooked. Now ABC's All My Children has introduced a transgender character. Tomorrow it will go a step further. In New York, Richard Hake of member station WNYC visited the set.
The massive warehouse-like studio on the west side of Manhattan is divided up into tiny half-living rooms, bedrooms, offices, and hospital rooms, sets that are familiar on any daytime soap opera. But what's not so familiar is the cast in this scene.
Here we go, folks. Quiet, please, for taping. Stand by. 5, 4, 3.
7 transgender people, 5 women and 2 men, are about to make television history. They're all portraying themselves in a group therapy-style scene with transgender character Zoe, who was introduced on All My Children back in December. The show's executive producer, Julie Hannon Carruthers, says ABC wanted to show the character's transition from male to female.
It's not a smooth ride, and so in order to accurately portray it, we're showing all the ugly sides as well as the sides that anyone would be proud to see.
Here we go, you guys. One, all the way left in the hallway.
Carruthers says All My Children has historically risked tackling controversial issues with some initial resistance from the network, but this storyline got a different response right from the start.
The sales department supported it. The publicity department supported it. The actors couldn't clamor fast enough to say, am I going to be part of the story?
But is mainstream America ready to support it? Here's another television show, CBS's The Late Show with David Letterman.
This is ABC's got one called All My Children. Are you familiar with that? And they're going to introduce a transgender character to the plot.
All My Children executive producer Hannon Carruthers says her show is making the unfamiliar familiar.
My hope is that all those people that were snickering tune in to snicker at us and find themselves caught up in a very compassionate story of a human soul.
Screaming at me. You're a boy, damn it. Hit me with every slur and label that's popped into your head since I walked in.
Actors Jeffrey Carlson, who plays the trans character Zoe, and Eden Riegel as Bianca rehearse a scene. In the brightly lighted makeup room.
I'm getting sprayed. I'm turning from Jeffrey into Zoe. Getting the rollers pulled out of my hair.
Carlson says he's succeeding in getting the role right, as he can see in the mail he's been getting from viewers.
I do get things like, I didn't think I was going to like this, but, or I'm from here, or this is my religious belief, but they all come with a but, and it's usually I love her, or I wanted to help her, or I'm glad I know more about this.
ABC consulted with GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which provided a staff member to help with the script. All My Children won 3 GLAAD Media Awards for introducing the first regularly appearing lesbian character 6 years ago, played by Riegel.
It doesn't even seem like it could have possibly ever been a groundbreaking story because it just seems so, it's like breathing. It's like the most natural thing in the world that a character on a soap would come out of the closet. And yet, when we did it, it was a really, really big deal.
And this is also a standby for Erica, Jack, and Sean, and Colby.
Historically, it really is what All My Children has been about.
Susan Lucci has been playing Erica Kane on the show for almost 31 years.
Erica Kane had the first legal abortion on television.
Jennifer Boylan is an English professor at Colby College and the author of the bestseller, She's Not Home. She's appearing as herself with 6 other transgender people in this episode of All My Children, where scripts won't be used in a type of group therapy scene.
It's reality TV in a way, which is to say you've got real transgender people telling their stories. That's very powerful, and it's never been done before.
But can a television character change people's perceptions and force acceptance?
It's that age-old question, does TV mirror life or does it change life? And I think it's both.
TV writer Jim Colucci is the author of Will and Grace, Fabulously Uncensored. He says NBC took a risk by introducing that controversial show at the time, but knew exactly what it was doing.
To get the kind of numbers that a network show needs to succeed, it has to appeal to everybody. That's what broadcasting means. And so the idea was, and it's true, Will and Grace was watched across America.
Soaps have been going after that broad appeal all these years, and All My Children is trying to continue that with the transgender character, whether for sensationalism or for education, or maybe both. For NPR News,
out. We're going to do it one more time.
I'm Richard Hake in New York.